What's up, everybody? High Banks Podcast, episode 179. Alex with you this week. No Nick, as he is en route to Delaware for the big day, me and my fiance's wedding next Friday. So excited for that. Excited to see Nick and his fiance as well. So it should be an exciting day and everything like that. So big news this week at NASCAR, obviously. The schedule did come out this week for all three major series. So the only thing is with that, you know, obviously would love to have Nick on here for that. We can discuss kind of what we thought should have left, what they should have brought back, or, you know, new tracks, things of that nature. So we'll get into all that hopefully in the next week or so. I know he's going to be pretty busy the next couple weeks. So, you know, it might just be me for, you know, the next couple weeks here. He did send me in his picks for the Roval this weekend, Xfinity and Cup picks. So I'll say his and mine towards the end of the show here. So be a pretty quick show. We'll go over what happened at Talladega last week, Truck Series and the Cup Series as well. So we'll get into that in a minute here. So some news that had happened over the past week. Like I said, the schedules came out, which we'll get into briefly. Just name some tracks here that are there, that are not there. So the new track, which is replacing Fontana, I believe, is Iowa. Xfinity and Cup Series will be there. Xfinity's been there before. Cup Series will be for the first time. So they'll be racing at Iowa this year. Or next year, I'm sorry. And that's the only new track that's on the schedule. They'll be going back to Chicago Street Course for a second year. And like we had mentioned in previous episodes, the Clash at the Coliseum will be back, and Bristol Dirt is no longer. So we will not have Bristol Dirt. Both races will be on concrete this year. Or next year, I'm sorry. Darlington is now the regular season finale with Daytona the week before. Because of the Olympics, they have a couple off weeks in the middle of the summer next year. So Darlington will be the regular season finale instead of Daytona like it's been for the past, you know, 4 or 5 years or whatever. So they're kind of the main things here on the schedule. You know, different dates, I guess you could say, with Daytona 500 always has the same date in middle of February. Then they go to Atlanta right after that instead of the West Coast. So two kind of super speedway deals back to back on that one. So like I said, we'll get into the schedule more when Nick is available to do the show. And, you know, we'll be able to kind of discuss it more in detail, you know, when he's on. A couple driver things or announcements from last week at Talladega. A couple penalties. A lot of you may have seen the fight between Matt Crafton and Nick Sanchez. Well, Nick Sanchez was fined $5,000 and Matt Crafton $25,000 for their post-race comments and altercation. No suspensions for the drivers. Nick Sanchez's father was suspended for the remainder of the season. So no suspensions there. Nick Sanchez still in the playoff hunt. Matt Crafton out of the playoffs, so maybe a little bit of frustration boiling over there as well, because we all know how Talladega can be. So, you know, can't really have too many hard feelings when it comes to, you know, the super speedway tracks. It's this guy's fault or that guy's fault, which we saw a little bit in the Cup side as well with Austin Dillon, Brad Keselowski, Carson Hocevar, you know, some comments after as far as that one goes as well. Some driver news. Carson Hocevar, speaking of, will be doing the remaining three races after the Roval for Legacy Motor Club, or five races, I'm sorry. So Vegas, Miami, Martinsville, and Phoenix. He'll be doing those last four races, not five. He'll be doing in the 42 car. Mike Rockefeller will be in the 42 this week at the Roval. So no Carson this week. The biggest driver news of the week, AM Racing has tabbed Haley Deegan to a multi-year agreement to drive the 15 car for AM Racing in the Xfinity Series next season. We still kind of no word here on what the news is on the 25 as far as regarding Brett Moffitt and, you know, who might be the driver of that car next year. We do know they probably are sticking with two cars. They added the 15 with Haley Deegan, so we'll have to see what they do with the 25. But kind of excited about this, see what she can do. I think a change from the trucks might do her better. You know, limited Xfinity starts. She's only had a couple, but I think, you know, this might be good for her to get out of that truck series and, you know, get her feet wet in the Xfinity series. May take a little while to get going. Maybe that's why they got a multi-year deal here. So that's that on the driver front, pretty much. The only other one, minor-ish, Ryan Newman, will be back behind the wheel for MBM in the Xfinity series at Miami Homestead in a couple weeks. So good to have Ryan Newman back in the car in the Xfinity series. It's been a while for him in the Xfinity series. So he hasn't raced in that series since 2012. He does have 7 wins in the Xfinity series. So glad to have him back in the car on a Saturday. Other than that, if we go to Talladega from a week ago, I did mention Brett Moffitt as far as the Xfinity side. Well, he raced in the 34 for Front Row, a second truck for them in the truck series, and he got the win after starting 31st in this race. So he got the win at Talladega. Ben Rhodes second, Dean Thompson third, Chandler Smith fourth. He was in the 25. Corey Heim fifth, Daniel Dye sixth, Nick Sanchez seventh, Haley Deegan eighth, Parker Kligerman ninth, and Lawless Allen rounded out the top 10 here. So a couple of playoff guys had incidents. Zane Smith being obviously the main one here that got caught up in an accident. Same with Ty Majeski. So not many playoff guys had decent runs. Ben Rhodes, obviously, Corey Heim, Nick Sanchez, big run for him. They're the only playoff guys in the top 10. So a little bit of work that needs to be done for playoff guys below the cut line here. And it's tight at the cut line as they're not racing at the Roval. They will be at Miami for their next race towards the end of October. So that'll be, they only have 2 races left, Miami and Phoenix. So one more shot for these playoff guys to kind of, to lock themselves in with a win. Corey Heim already locked in from winning this round. Carson Hocevar plus 23, Eckes plus 9, Nick Sanchez plus 3 after that good run at Talladega. Grant Enfinger minus 3, Ben Rhodes minus 5. And it looks like Ty Majeski and Zane Smith pretty much in a must-win situation going to Miami. And Ty Majeski won this race a year ago at Miami, so might bode well for him. So a lot on the line for these guys. The only safe one here would be Corey Heim, as he's already locked himself into the championship 4. Off weekend last week for the Xfinity Series, they will be at the Roval. Just to update the standings here, John Hunter Nemechek, Justin Allgaier have locked themselves into the next round, and the Roval is a cutoff race. So right around the cut line is going to get pretty dicey. Cole Custer looking good at 63 above. Austin Hill, 44 above, also looking pretty good. Chandler Smith, 32 above. Sammy Smith, 18. And here's where it gets really dicey, actually. Sheldon Creed, plus 9. Daniel Hemric, plus 1. Kligerman, minus 1. Jeb Burton, minus 19. Josh Berry, Sam Mayer, pretty much a must wins at the Roval to advance. So close there. And I'll give you Nick's pick and my pick here for the Xfinity Series since we're talking about it. Nick's going to go with Austin Hill. I'm going to go with Parker Kligerman in this one to get it done and advance himself to the next round. So Nick's going to go with Austin Hill. I'm going to go with Parker Kligerman in the Xfinity Series from the Charlotte Roval. So Talladega on the Cup side. Couple playoff guys with incidents, Ross Chastain, Brad Keselowski, being the two main ones, obviously, that are in the playoffs. Kevin Harvick was disqualified from this race. He ended up finishing second, but disqualified, so everybody moves up a spot. Ryan Blaney, playoff driver and my guy. So this was a big one for me personally, was the winner here. Another third win at Talladega in his career. So we could safe to say he, you know, it's not luck that he wins at these style of tracks a lot. I guess you could say three times a lot. He, you know, has a dual win at Daytona, always runs up front in the 500, has won the Coke 400, you know, once in his career as well. So always runs well to these tracks, and this is good. He moved himself on to the next round, so he doesn't have to worry about the Roval this week and everything like that. So when you take out Kevin Harvick, he drops to last place. The updated finishing order, William Byron second, Denny Hamlin third, Corey LaJoie fourth, Austin Cindric fifth, Justin Haley sixth, Chase Elliott seventh, Ryan Preece eighth, Riley Herbst ninth, and Daniel Suarez rounded out the top 10. So good runs for a lot of these guys, Corey LaJoie, Haley, Riley Herbst, who was leading laps in this race and got praise from Ryan Blaney for pushing him in the closing laps to help him get the victory. So good run for a lot of these guys. Chandler Smith in the 13 finished 11th. Todd Gilliland 12th. So a lot of drivers we don't normally hear about running up front here at Talladega this past week. So if we go to the standings here for the Cup side, Byron and Blaney locked into the round of eight with their wins in this round. Denny Hamlin plus 15, Christopher Bell plus 22, Buescher plus 19, Martin Truex plus 17, Larson plus 15, and Keselowski plus 2 right on the cut line. Reddick minus 2, Bubba minus 9, Ross minus 10. Kyle Busch pretty much in a must win at minus 26. So I have to keep an eye on those guys that are below the cut line, right around the cut line. Larson's won here before. We know how good Reddick is on road courses. Christopher Bell won here last year. So a lot of these guys can kind of get it done. Truex good on road courses, and a lot of non-playoff guys. As we know, Nick's pick is actually a non-playoff guy in the form of Chase Elliott this week to win at the Roval, which is actually a pretty good pick, you know, barring, you know, not, as far as a non-playoff driver. I'll give you my pick in a minute here, but let me tell you what times here they're racing. So Xfinity Series Saturday, 3 o'clock on NBC, 67 laps, 155 miles. This is the last race of the round of 12 for the Xfinity Series. And also the last round or race for the round of 12 for the Cup Series as well. So both cutoff races for both series here. Like I said, Charlotte Roval, 3 o'clock on NBC on Saturday, 67 laps, 155 miles for the Xfinity Series. And the Cup side, Sunday, 2 o'clock on NBC, 109 laps, 252 miles. So should be a good one. Like I said, cutoff race. So definitely exciting. And like for me personally, obviously Ryan Blaney winning last week, don't have to worry this week. So just can sit back and enjoy the race. And not have to worry about, you know, whether my driver is going to make the playoff or make it to the next round or not on points. So that's always a positive. Then the final four races after this, Vegas, Miami, Martinsville, and then obviously the championship race. So a lot of different style tracks, a lot of different ways guys can get it done. A lot of different style tracks that a lot of different guys are good at. So, you know, should be interesting the rest of the way here. Can't believe it's coming down to the end. Five more races to go before we, you know, hit the off season here and figure out who's doing what as far as drivers go and everything like that. So obviously that'll be something we get into, you know, following the season, and once more announcements keep coming out and everything like that, we'll give them to you. So new Twitter page here. Couldn't get into the old one, got a new phone and everything, so couldn't get into the old one, forgot the password. But it's pretty much the same. Hi_Banks_ just add another underscore. So hi_Banks_ 2 underscores at the end there. So go give that a follow. Pretty much the same layout as the other one. Just a little, you know, add one more underscore at the end of the name. Instagram, still the same. hi_Banks_podcast. So go give that a follow as well. Our picks from last week. So I went with Eric Almirola. Nick went with Bubba Wallace. Almirola 18th, Bubba 24th. So I got Nick on that one. So 24-18 is the tally right now. But like I said, we have two picks this week. So Nick could easily, you know, get into the 20s here and not have to, you know, worry as much. I mean, we got more picks coming up towards the championship race and everything like that. So, anywho, like I said, in the Xfinity Series, Nick's going with Austin Hill. I'm going to go with Parker Kligerman. In the Cup Series, Nick's going to go with Chase Elliott. This is a toughie for me because I want to pick somebody that I haven't picked before, obviously. And the only changes here, Andy Lally in the 15, Zane Smith in the 38, Todd Gilliland in the 51, and Austin Hill's in this race in the 62. And I had already mentioned Mike Rockenfeller in the 42. So I'm going to kind of, I guess, go out on a limb here. If Nick's going to go non-playoff, I'm going to go non-playoff. I'm going to go Ty Gibbs on this one. He's seemed to be, you know, running pretty well and everything. So hopefully he can, you know, get a good finish here in the Cup Series at the Roval. So I don't think I've really picked him all year. So, you know, we'll see how it goes. But Nick's going with the Wiley veteran at the Roval, won a couple times. And, you know, I'm going to go with the rookie here, Ty Gibbs, at the Roval Sunday, 2:00 on NBC. So make sure you check it out. Plus, it's going to be a great weekend for sports fans of all sports, college football, the ALDS, NLDS, and baseball starting Saturday. And obviously, you got football Sunday with a race Saturday and Sunday. So should be good for all sports fans in general. And my Phils, you know, making it to the NLDS, play Saturday against the Atlanta Braves. So should be fun there. Basketball preseason starting up. Hockey, NHL is about to start their regular season. So got a lot going on, especially, you know, with the NASCAR playoffs as well. So fun time of year, as always, fall, chillier weather, you know, cuddle up on the couch, watch the sports and everything. You know, always makes for a good time, especially on a rainy, chilly day. So that'll about wrap it up. Hopefully Nick can be back next week or the week after. We'll have to see. We can talk schedule and, you know, what else has happened in the playoffs. So already mentioned the social medias. Go check out Jacob Jones Music, wherever you listen to music. And then next week, either just me or Nick and I will both be recapping the Roval and previewing the first race of the round of 8 from Las Vegas. So we'll catch you guys next time.